Welcome to the MegaCast.
Welcome to episode 75 of the MegaCast. Sorry for not being around last week. It's been a bit wishy-washy here in Ultra Super Mega, and we are glad to say that we're going to be back stronger than ever over the coming months and years, because we're going to be here forever. I'm your host. Actually, it was Super Mega Matthew, but I've rebranded. We'll get into that a bit later. But we're also joined by Josh and Wilco tonight. Good evening, fellas.
Hello.
Good evening, sir. How are you going, jerk?
Yeah. So I guess we'll get straight into that. So for a while, I had the Super Mega Matthew moniker on the internet, and then someone told me how much of an asshole I was, and I decided to rebrand to Matt Jerkins.
I've told you that like every day of your life, and you don't listen to me. One person turns around and says it to you.
Who was the person that you actually decided to listen to when they told you that you're an asshole?
It might have actually been when I was drunk, and it might have just been me looking at myself in the mirror, being like, "You're a jerk,
fucking jerk,
you're a piece of shit," and just rebranded. So I've rebranded everything to Matt Jerkins now. You can find me under Matt Jerkins in a bunch of different places, and Matty Jerkins, because Matt Jerkins was taken on Twitter by some dude who follows one person and really pissed me off.
Yeah,
he is obviously a jerk.
It will cost you $1,000 if you do want that account.
I'm not that rich, bro. Anyway, look, it's been a couple of weeks. Let's get into what we've been up to. We'll start with you, Sir Vilko.
Oh, this is going to be a quick one. You might think I'm being lazy and I'm not putting anything in the run sheet because I'm just an asshole, but I haven't played a game in the last 2 weeks, bar. We went to Gold Coast the other weekend for a boys' weekend away, and I took my Switch with me. Somehow drunkenly put my Switch together after three quarters of a bottle of vodka, and we played some Mario Kart really poorly.
Was it like one of those party scenes in the original Switch ad where you're all on the fucking rooftop and someone's like, let's play the Switch, and everyone's like, yeah, freeze frame?
No, it wasn't like that at all. No. It had a lot more alcohol, a lot more people bending over, showing their butts, and people racing in Mario Kart thinking they were in the top left corner when they're actually in the bottom right corner, and we haven't waited 4 or 5 minutes for them to finish the race after everyone else had finished because they didn't know what they were doing. So I quickly showed the boys some Super Mario Odyssey, still not getting me, but they seemed to enjoy me walking around like an idiot finishing a level, and that was about it. That is literally the only gaming I've done in the last 2 weeks. So,
Christ.
I've just bought a new van, so hopefully that means a lot of my financial issues are behind me, and we can start gearing up for a big march, because it is a very big march.
It's a huge march.
That's where I'm sort of being slack. I haven't written in the Outlook yet, but I will do that fairly soon.
Man, it's been a couple of big months in gaming in general. It's been crazy since the start of the year.
Yeah, we were talking about it on Super Hype Train last night. Just that week of the 20th through the 27th, you've got starts with Sea of Thieves, includes Ni No Kuni, A Way Out, finishes with Far Cry 5. Just those four titles there is enough, but there's another three or four titles in that week as well. So yeah, get fucked. Quarter one, everyone releasing their stuff before the financial year. So yeah, quarter four. Sorry, yeah. But
I think we can very safely say now that the whole Q1 not releasing shit when it comes to video games is well and truly over.
Yeah, no, it's just as big as fall these days. The only real quiet period is that summer/winter for us around E3, where people are sort of not going to put anything down. But made a prediction last night, you'll be happy with, Josh, that not only will we be going to PAX on the day that Red Dead Redemption 2 launches, but it'll be the same day that Kingdom Hearts 3 launches, just to fuck everyone over.
Yeah.
Oh man, how am I gonna go between those two games? Like, one is so happy and just like Disney and everything's great in this world and it's such a colorful world, and the other one's just gonna be this nihilistic fucking Western wasteland where I'm going to blow everyone's face off. It's going to be crazy.
I love the quote to the article I saw this afternoon on Facebook that I have no idea if it has any truth to the rumor, but they're saying that each world in the Kingdom Hearts 3 game is like a full game. I'm like, well, what's that sort of mean? There are 100-hour games out there, and then there's like things like Journey, which is like 2.5-hour game. Like, like, what are you trying to tell me? It's a full game. It has a start and a finish and a middle to the story, or like,
no?
It's our first open universe adventure, not open world. It's open universe.
Actually, what they are saying, because I have done a bit of research on this, what they're saying is it's a full game, but there's parts of those worlds that are locked out, and there's microtransactions. And then you've got to buy those parts of the worlds. Like some of the buildings.
Each one is a full game. Yeah. Each one will cost you as much as a full game.
Yeah. So some of the buildings like just don't appear until you buy that shader pack.
Oh, don't go there. I've been thinking about this today because I did listen to a podcast the other day that actually turned around and said loot boxes are good. And government should stay out of it. And I'm like, well, what if, like, let's say...
Was this person, could you hear them audibly scratching their skin?
I don't know what it was, time, but because it was they're not in my rotation anymore, put it that way. But I was thinking maybe like Game of Thrones releasing season 7 box set to you, but it's only got 3 of the episodes in there. You need to purchase a disc that's given to you at random, and it may or may not have one to seven of those episodes, which one you get. You got to keep on buying the discs until you get the full set. That would just not fly.
No, I'm just sorry.
No, there's a lot of shit. There's a lot of shit that flies in games media that would not fly in any other form of entertainment media.
So let's just not go there. Let's not talk about it anymore. That's the rant done. I'm sorry. You can CVJ. Yeah. You keep listening again.
That's all right. We're not going to get into it.
We might actually, until there's more breaking news when it comes to loot boxes or something, we might actually state that they're now banned from discussion on the podcast because we just go over the same shit all the time.
Yeah.
Although I do think there's a bit of news about it later on, which kind of sucks.
That's all right.
If there's not some sort of news, we're just not going to touch
the topic
anymore.
We'll put the warning on you, Stevie J. You can just skip ahead 5 minutes / 15 minutes. Okay?
Joshua.
Yeah, go Josh. I've got nothing else.
Sorry, we'll go.
I've got nothing, seriously. I'm fucked.
So since we've spoken last, I've packed away Monster Hunter World. I'm done with that now. So I hit the 105-hour mark or something. I saw the credits roll. And then I was like, okay, I need a break from that. So that's...
I'm so proud of you for that, hey, because like I've known you for a reasonably large amount of time and you've never been...
Apparently my whole life, like...
Yeah,
you know,
well...
No one's confirmed that yet, but this is the rumour.
There's been a while where I tried to forget you, you son of a bitch, but let's just say... you've never really been one to gravitate towards those sort of games, and this one, you were crazy about it. Yeah. You were fucking played it more than I did, and that's fucking saying something.
I was like up before work, getting in a couple of quick hunts, and then, you know, like if I come home for lunch, I'd quickly eat lunch and then sit down. Okay, I can, in the time I've got, I could probably hunt a Rathalos or something and jump in and do that. You know, like so, it really grabbed me that game, and I really, really, really enjoyed my time with it. But I'm done with it now. I'll come back to it again eventually once they release more DLC monsters than like one, you know. But for the time being, I think I'm done with it. Also started playing a bit of Dragon Ball FighterZ. And again, not a fighting game person either, really. I did go into it thinking I would enjoy it more than I am. I will say that. Like if there's... Unlike Monster...
That's only because you have to sit here and watch me fucking practice my combo strings for 17 hours
even,
in a day.
Not even watch you, just hear you fighting. Yeah, I don't know who it is that you're fighting that is kicking your ass with hit.
Oh, we will fucking get into that. We'll get into that real soon. Don't worry about that.
How do you with that whole TV lag, though? Like, is that diminishing your enjoyment of the game?
No,
I stopped playing on that shitty TV. I'm like,
and look,
there's no fucking way.
I've moved everything at my joint, so I'm in a different room now. So everything I play is on the BenQ monitor now, basically. Oh, nice. So, which is mounted on the wall.
I think it's pronounced that Benquay.
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 Sorry, guys.
Benquay model.
Yeah. The Benquay Espitz. Fuck.
We need to tag Danny in this podcast now just so he can hear that joint.
Just say, hey, Danny, man, from now on it's Benquay Espitz, mate.
So I've been playing a fair bit, actually. I've been trying my hand at Sinner's Sacrifice for Redemption a bit more because that's just another good, fun little game from another indie.
That's out in April, isn't it?
Yes, I think it is April.
Okay, we're doing a podcast episode on that on Super Hype.
Yeah, I dig that game.
It's just a game.
You don't like it, do you?
It's not that I don't like it. I'm just shit at it.
Yeah, well, that's fair.
I actually really struggle with that game, which is surprising because the combat of it, really, the mechanics behind it, the logic behind the combat of it is really somewhat so similar to Monster Hunter World, you know, learning the movements, dodging when you need to, you know, all that kind of thing. But I really, really struggle with that game. I'm thinking it may, like, seriously may just be the laptop that I'm playing it on, because sometimes my video does skip a bit and stuff like that. So
yeah, to be fair, your laptop's pus.
Yeah,
it's not good.
It is a bit horrible.
He's also terrible at games. Don't make that not the problem.
I didn't want to fucking, you know, stab anyone here, but if we're going to pull out the knives, then
just a bit of a pot calling the kettle black there, I reckon. But let's not get into that.
Wow. Okay. There we go. The lines have been drawn.
I've also been playing a lot more Guild Wars 2 because I really enjoy that game. Getting back into that with wifey. I picked up Doom on the PS4 for $19 and been playing that. Haven't finished.
It's a must
it yet.
Play. Yeah, that's it is a must game. Play.
It's pretty cool. Like, it's a good shooter. You know,
it is. Some would say the best shooter of the last 10 years.
A bit of a palate cleanser. Yeah. I guess from everything else I've been playing, where I can just come in and shoot some demons in the face and then bugger off.
Listen to some rad music while you're doing it too.
Man, there is so much fucking beautiful stylistic design in that game that makes me just hard as fuck. It's so good.
See, I mean, all right, I'll take your word for that. I'm just enjoying it as a palate cleanser, you know, to something totally different than what I've spent 100 hours playing this year.
Demons
so far
arouse me.
So, but the two I guess I really want to talk about, the first one's WWE Supercard, which Matthew, the good man, told me to get on the phone.
Sounds dodgy.
Yes.
It's from, now Matt will correct me, I should know this, but I'm pretty sure it's 2K.
Yeah.
And it's a little wrestling card game thing,
I guess. It's fucking good. So it's kind of like, it's hard to explain. WWE Supercard, it's kind of like, it's like a stat-based card game where you open packs of cards and then depending on, you know, what happens, you go into battle with other people. It's a very similar to a lot of the free-to-play games that are mobile, but this is a good one because you get to watch cards jump around in a ring and bash the shit out of each other, and it's hilarious fun. We were lucky enough to sort of pick up some free card packs because people like us, and thank you very much for that, guys. But yeah, I jumped back into it. It's interesting because this is the first time I've jumped back into it in probably about... Oh God, it's been years.
Yeah, I was living in Brisbane. About 4 years or something, I think.
Yeah, it's about 4 years since I last played this, because I was working at bloody TechPath in Brisbane. So that's gone back years ago when I was last playing this, and back then it was quite, you know, the app was quite slow. They've sped that up a large amount. The animations look a lot better, and the cards look a lot better. I think that the season 3 or 4 now. I think season 4 potentially.
Season 4 now.
So yeah, it's in terms of mobile games, it's quite a good one. If you don't mind spending a bit of money on those card packs and stuff, it's one of those card games where you pay some money and you can unlock some cards, or you can spend your time playing the game and get enough premium in-game currency to sort of buy your own card packs without spending too much money on it. But it's a bit of fun. It's not too bad at all. Yeah, if you don't want to invest in the free to play stuff, you don't have to, which I really dig.
Mm. Look, it is a fun little game. The one thing, and you know, I may get shot over this, like, you've really got to go into it as a fan of WWE, you know, all that kind of game, which, you know, neither of those things really tick any of my boxes.
That's fair.
Used to when WWE was WWF. Way back in the day. I remember we used to watch that before we played squash. But, you know, with that said,
it was WWE then. Yeah, it was, surprisingly.
It was F, I'm telling you. It was F. It was when, like, Stone Cold was first in it and stuff. But, it's a good little mobile game. And if that sounds like something, if you're a fan of WWE, then certainly go pick it up because it is fun, a fun little time waster. The other one is Total War Arena. So pick that up. We'll go Thursday, Friday, maybe last week.
Yeah, we're reviewing it at the moment. Yeah, so started the process, I'll finish the process because you're in, that's fucked.
So look, my first ever Total War game. The time I've spent with it, I have really, really enjoyed, and I really, really do think this is a game that I could really, really get into. Mm-hmm. But fuck Mackay Internet. Seriously, I released it as a video that hit our YouTube this morning. Tuesday morning, the 27th. So go check it out. That really sums
just
up.
Just a live count on that. We're up to 8 views or just a little burst at it. And we've even got a comment from young Stevie Jar saying, nice video, mate. I'll be giving it a go ASAP. So that's some positive feedback for you, mate. That's
thanks,
good
Stevie
to see.
Jar.
Fuck yeah.
Good bloke.
Just to go back to when we got it, it did go into open beta last Thursday. So anyone can actually play it at the moment. It is finally in open beta. We've been talking about this for a little while now. I sat down with a couple of the devs at PAX, and you go read that comment, that interview on the website. But yeah, really, really good if you're a Total War fan and you want to play multiplayer. I think it's 5v5.
10v10.
10v10, sorry. 10v10. Yes, I keep on getting that part mixed up. Yeah, but it's massive maps, and you control three units. One unit will have, like in Total War, it will have like maybe 100 people in it or something like that, or it could be a more solid and smaller unit. So you pick what you want to do, and good fun.
What I've played of it so far, I really enjoy it. The concept behind it is really, really cool. But as I said, look, go check out the video on our YouTube. You see quite clearly. My internet just struggles.
And your computer too,
and the computer, seriously, and the computer. And you'll see it in the graphics settings that I've had to do on that to play it. But I've tried about six or seven online matches since that video, and I just keep lagging out. And my big issue, in a game where strategy and making sure you're watching what the other team's doing and responding to those movements, plus as well the movements of the other 9 people you're playing with, when you've got a lag time of somewhere between 30 seconds to 2 minutes for whatever you've input to actually happen, you just can't play it.
Try recording a podcast like that, you spanner, because we had to do that once.
I've already booked in to do some Rainbow Six streaming Thursday night, but if I can, I'll be streaming it Total War Friday night if it suits, so you can see it on some good internet and a good computer and see how it goes.
And I am going to keep trying to play online because I do really want to play, and I've started playing as the archer, I guess, group, class, whatever you really want to call it in the game, and the mechanics behind that really interest me. Mm-hmm. But again, I'm struggling to actually play the game, which is disappointing because it seriously is something I can see myself sinking some time into.
Yeah, so at this stage, I've got to do my Bass for starters, but then I'll be writing the Monster Hunter review finally, and then the Total War will be the next thing that I'd 100% put my effort behind for Ultra Super Mega.
Still halfway through my Monster Hunter review. I've got to finish that. I've got a lot to say about it, as well as Dragon Ball FighterZ and something I'll get into shortly. Are we up to me now?
Yeah, why not?
Interesting.
I think that's you now, yeah.
All right, so I shit myself to death for a whole week, which sucks.
Was that before or after the whole threat of the century from Twitter? Are we going to just bring that up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, cheers, cheers all involved in that today. So we had a bit of an AGPN presents the 10 best foods in the world today. Very, very happy to state that nachos and Wicked Wings beat out burgers for the best food in the world.
Oh, you're going to cop some shit for that.
Yeah, I'm probably going to cop a lot of shit for that. But that's okay. I'll have
we
to
love
tag
you
in
all
it.
That we're involved. And yeah, like no one's mentioning cookie dough and I'm pretty pissed off, seriously.
These things happen sometimes.
You can't really compare cookie dough to nachos, though.
It's a food, mate. No, it's top five. I was saying it had to be in the top five and no one else was there. But look,
cookie dough, but fucking...
It's
I don't know about top five.
It's an
I
uncooked it. Food.
Yeah.
Doesn't need to be cooked, man. That's not cooked.
That's like eating raw mince.
No, it's not. It's like eating raw cheese or raw anything else that's not cooked. That doesn't need to be cooked because it's delicious.
Well, you know, diabetics would fucking beg to differ. It's deadly to them. It's poison.
That's okay. They don't have to enjoy it, but I do, and everyone else should. That's the way I die. That's the way I die. That's a good, happy way to die.
Yeah, if that's the way you die, then you're probably doing something right.
Yeah. And don't give me that when you've just talked about nachos, Wicked Wings, burgers, and pizza in this thread, and any of those will kill you at any moment in time. So, especially,
I have heard that people are getting beaten to death by nachos in the States. So, anyway,
let's not talk about the States.
Okay. So yeah, back to me shitting myself to death. I got real bad gastro a couple of weeks ago. It sucked real hard. I was bedridden for a few days. In that time, I watched pretty much every single Marvel series on Netflix, actually, Josh. It was quite impressive how much I got through in a few days.
It was. You just powered through it all.
Yeah, I did. I think I watched nearly four series in that week.
You did the nearly whole thing series. Backwards, though.
Yeah, I did.
Like,
I
you fucking did all with the Defenders.
Backwards. No,
I watched with Defenders last, but Punisher. I started with fucking. Well, I watched Punisher, Iron Fist, Luke Cage, Defenders.
Are you, have you already seen Jessica Jones?
Yeah, I saw Jessica Jones. Okay. Yeah, and but I didn't. I watched Daredevil, but I still haven't seen. No, sorry, I watched Punisher, but I still haven't seen Daredevil season two.
Yeah, okay.
Where they actually introduce him. So, you know, whatevs, Bebs. So, yeah, that sucked ass. I spent a lot of time that week playing, funnily enough, WWE Supercard, laying in bed, making my cards fight each other and having a bunch of fun with that. I got a really, really good Stone Cold Steve Austin card, which is just kicking people's asses, and it's fucking great. So, check that out.
Cool. That sounds awesome.
Monster Hunter World. We've spoken about it before on the podcast. I was playing that quite a lot until I bought Dragon Ball FighterZ, and then Monster Hunter took a backseat because, god diddly damn it, ladies and gents, I have been playing the fuck out of that game and getting as good as I possibly can at it. Special shout out goes to Andrew from a couple of NPCs because we spoke before about the dude that I've probably played him, I would say, 60 times now. Like it's
almost
there.
Every night you play it. Yeah, you are we have spent Andrew.
Hours playing each other. Hours. I have beaten him. When he's not using his main characters, and I am using my main characters, to this day I haven't beaten him when we're both using our main characters. I've gotten close, like, a couple of times, but this motherfucker is too good at this game, and it makes me
all
upset.
I can hear is get good scrub.
Yeah, mostly.
I sit in this other room and I just hear Matt playing Andrew.
Fucking hit this is bullshit.
And I'm surprised.
Nerf this fucking prick.
I'm a little bit surprised Andrew's still playing him, like, to be honest, because I'm sitting there.
Oh, he loves it, man.
And he's just sitting there, Matt's just sitting there going, fuck off with that move. It's fucking shit. You know, I'm like, whoa.
It is, man. It goes through everything. So, I've been enjoying the show this game.
You need a good easy win in your life. That's what really makes you feel better about yourself, to be honest.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. So I'm no slouch at the game these days either because I've put quite a bit of time into it. And I'm doing very well when I verse people online. If they're not massively ranked above me, I'm generally winning most of my matches because I'm versing people who are people like Andrew who are shitting on me constantly. But yeah, man, Dragon Ball FighterZ, man, Arc Systems have done very, very well. This game is great. If you're a fan of fighting games, I recommend picking it up. If you're not a massive fan of fighting games, but you're a fan of DBZ, I recommend picking it up. But we'll get into a little bit of why it might not be a good idea to expect the world from it a little bit later on. It is mechanically dense, not as mechanically dense as something like a Guilty Gear or a BlazBlue, but it's got some, you know, this is not a game that you can pick up not being a fighting game fan, jump online and expect to win lots. You are going to get fucking schooled because people like play these games a lot. But look, it is a brilliant fighting game. It's pretty accessible if you think you might want to get into fighting games. It's a pretty good one to start with. So yeah, look, there's tons of stuff online about it. I can't rate this game highly enough. It's absolutely fantastic, which brings us to our next point.
If you do like fighting games, maybe don't pick up the next game.
Yeah, if you do like fighting games,
there's three other people out there playing it. Come on. That's a huge community.
Man, I don't even know where to start with this, hey? So I got this game for cheap because I walked into JB and it was brand new release. And I went, oh, fuck, why is this $59? And I took it up to the counter and they said $79. I said, this is $59 over there. They went over there and said, oh, that's not what's supposed to be there. And they gave it to me $59. I'm talking about Dissidia NT, which is the latest Final Fantasy fighting game.
Did you get your money back?
No, not yet. I've got the receipt, but still here.
Is that nominated for an award? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, it's going to be. It's...
Did you find a game online? Did you find a match?
Yeah, I found... No, I haven't even tried. There's no point. I don't even want to try playing this game online. It's not a game that I would like to go online and play. Oh, man. I've got so much gripe with it because it just misses the mark on almost every single point. The combat is clunky and disjointed. It feels awkward. It's mechanically about as deep as a fucking wooden spoon. The story. So if you don't, if you're not a big fan of fighting games, but you're a fan of the, you're a fan of the universe the fighting game is set in. So, for instance, I bought One Piece: Burning Blood, and the fighting game was shit, and the story was shit. Therefore, like I couldn't just play the fighting game. So I played the story instead, and the story sort of tied me over because it was a really good arc in One Piece, but the story still wasn't that great, right? So if you're not a big fan of fighting games, you're not in it for the competitive nature of it, then you play it, generally speaking, for the arcade modes or the story. I shit you not, I opened up Dissidia, opened it on stream. One of our regulars, Demuji, was there, and he watched me try and play the story mode. You can't do it. You can't.
You've got to play online to unlock things, don't you? Is that the correct?
Well, not only online. You've got to play arcade mode, or what they call gauntlet mode. And every time you complete it, you might get an unlock that unlocks a little bit of the story mode to play. The problem is that usually story modes actually have battles in them. This one does. But it took me... I had to defeat the arcade mode, which they call gauntlet mode, 5 times... before I got to the first fight in the story mode.
It's all trailers, is it? Is that like...
It's all cutscenes. There were 6 cutscenes that I had to unlock before I got to my first fight.
That's fair. Story mode, mate.
Fucking bullshit. Like, I just don't, like... I would have preferred microtransactions at this point. I wouldn't have to play this trash game.
I think this is the one instance where maybe we're all in agreement with Joey in saying story in this game.
Well, here's the other problem. Too much, right? Because there's been other Dissidia games. I haven't played Dissidia since PSP. Like, wasn't even before PS Vita, so it's since PSP. And in this game, it just starts, and you're like, "Oh, I wonder how they're going to explain like all these different characters from all these Final Fantasy games just all of a sudden being with each other. What are they going to do?" And the first thing that happens, I forget who it is, but I'll just use 2 people because they're in completely separate universes. Lightning lands, and then Squall from Final Fantasy VIII lands, and she's like, "Oh, hey, Squall." He's like, "Hey, Lightning." And I'm like, what? How do you two know each other? What the fuck is going on? What? And this was, I still to this point don't know how they know each other. Everyone knows each other.
He's told me everybody knows everybody except nobody knows Noctis.
Yeah, so I'm thinking because he's brand new from 15. So I'm pretty sure that there's some sort of backstory that I'm missing from one of the Dissidia games where they've all met before and shit from the last one. I don't fucking know.
I've just got to wonder if it's just Square going, okay, maybe Final Fantasy 15 wasn't the best Final Fantasy, so nobody knows. Nobody knows the black sheep of the family.
They haven't finished Final Fantasy 15. What do you mean? They're still releasing parts to it.
At least they're not embarrassed about it like 13 and trying to sweep it under the fucking rug like it never existed. Man, 13 got so many bad reviews, it nearly killed the franchise. Anyway. Moving on from that, I've been streaming a shit ton. And having a blast with it, actually, now that I'm sort of, you know, newly single, all that sort of stuff, and I've got a bit of spare time.
Wow.
Yeah, so I've got quite a lot of spare time. So I spent a lot of it streaming, and I've been having a lot of fun with it. Streaming a lot of Dragon Ball FighterZ. And a little bit of what brings me on to my next game. this gem from Spike Chunsoft and NIS America, Danganronpa V3 Killing Harmony. Now, I spoke about Danganronpa 2 probably about a year and a bit ago, Wilco. This is the crazy fucking murder mystery game that I was playing on my Vita.
Yeah, I do really want to play the series, but...
Oh, boy.
I've got such a long catalogue.
Oh man. The character, like, so these games are more or less visual novels with a bit of gameplay. You
one and
read
two
it.
Are now on PS4, aren't they?
Yes, there's a Danganronpa like special out. Yeah. The reason I picked this up is because I saw a copy in JB Hi-Fi. I went, fuck, I have to, because I know it's out of print. Danganronpa V3 is out of print. You can't buy anymore. They're not making any more copies. So I saw it and went, oh, I fucking have to buy this. Because I really enjoyed number 2. It's a visual novel. The gameplay elements are more or less reading a whole bunch and then solving, like, investigating things and trying to solve murders. But the characters in these, man, the characters, holy fuck. They are outrageous as shit. They're so fucking out there that I've been there's one character in particular, her name's Miyu. I've been screenshotting nearly everything she says because everything she says is just vulgar as sin. It is disgusting. The words... I'm in love with this fucking animated girl, man. It's my wife who fucking... She's like you bust her going through... You bust her going through some medical supplies or something and you're like, oh, have you got a headache or something? She's like, nah, man, I just want to trip my fucking balls off. And you're like, what the fuck, dude? Like, what are you doing? Like, and there's a fucking bear that plays a guitar, and at one point he's like playing a solo, and he's like, I'm rock fucking hard, like, just like, man, all the characters in this game are just crazy, and they just make me laugh. Everything they say is hilarious. Some of them, I can't wait till they die. And so I've been playing that on stream. I plan to play the whole thing through on stream, and it's gonna be an adventure. So yeah, I think the first murder has just happened. So we're getting into the thick of it now. But Danganronpa V3, Killing Harmony. Whew, shit. I can't wait to play some more with these characters, man, because they're fucking great. But that's pretty much it for me. I think.
Yeah.
That'll do. You've talked enough.
I've talked enough. Let's do this.
This is the fucking news.
Okay, so the let's do the latest news first because we haven't spoken for a couple of weeks. We've got a few things to go through. The DICE Awards have happened. People got fucking mad because some of these awards are outright retarded. Apologies for offending anyone
They're
who draws
awards.
Themselves.
We've gone through this in the past. Awards are so fucking stupid. But anyway,
they
go,
are.
Go. But, make me okay. angry. Do it.
All right. Despite the obvious headaches like fucking PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds winning the best action game of the year and the best, like, the was it the most something
the
online?
Stupidest online game in history or something. Outstanding
achievement
in online
gameplay.
Yes, hold on. They made a game based on another game.
That doesn't even work
already,
that well.
It doesn't even work that well. It's... there's so many better outstanding achievements in online gameplay.
I just want to bring your attention to two awards, and the first one,
Zelda Breath of the Wild.
No, the first one is the fighting game of the year.
Now, definitely Tekken 7.
So
without a doubt, the
nominees were ARMS, Injustice 2, Marvel vs. Capcom.
Get in there?
I don't fucking know. ARMS, Injustice 2, Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite, Nidhogg 2, and Tekken 7. This seemed like a shoe-in for me with Tekken 7. I mean, Tekken 7 is massive. It was just at Japan's Evo. Like, it was at a whole bunch of different things. And Injustice 2 won it.
Now,
I don't know how that won.
Because
that is trash.
I want to say something here.
No, you don't.
No, I do.
Don't make us angry.
Us angry. Not going to make you guys angry at all. As a massive DC fan... I really liked Injustice 2 for the story that it brought and the continuation of that whole Injustice universe. And it was really good. I liked the story and how they did it. But how the fuck did
this
that
is
work?
Not the best story in fighting game
no,
this year. This is
no,
the best
like,
fighting see, game
when,
of the year.
When we're looking at it, like Injustice 2 could have just been a comic.
Yeah.
Really, like it could have just been a comic. Like it is a comic.
And to be fair, the Tekken 7 storyline was fucking sick. It was very, very good.
So
I don't know. I don't even know how this
that happened.
Oh, well, it's probably the same way that this happened. The role-playing game of the year. The nominees for this were Divinity, Original Sin 2.
Good game.
Arguably one of probably the greatest RPGs released in the past, 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Middle-Earth, Shadow of War. Not really an RPG.
I'm still dubious whether that's an RPG.
It's not really.
Action-adventure,
well,
if anything.
Nier Automata. Oh, well, that's not an RPG. It's got some RPG elements. Persona 5. Well, that's a JRPG. Yes, I can, fair enough. It's not really it's a JRPG. It's not really... And Torment, Tides of Numenera. Numenera?
You go, just
Numenera.
So good you pronounce that.
Torment, Tides of Numenera.
The Divinity obviously won that. That's... Hands down, the best
Nier
RPG in that list.
Automata.
How does this happen?
Joey, like, settle down. Oh, shit, that wasn't Joey.
What the fuck is going on? Like, I don't...
How does FIFA 18 get Sports Game of the Year?
Oh, no, I'm not even mad about that because sports games are shithouse.
Everybody's golf shit all over that. Racing Game of the Year, Mario 8, Kart 8 Deluxe.
I'm looking at this now. How the fuck did Mario and Rabbids Kingdom Battle win win Strategy Sim Game of the Year?
Over like XCOM 2 and shit. Yeah, I know. Yeah, so like I just don't know
what
about these
the
awards.
Fuck?
Best Awards 2017 Dash Gaming Awards. Well done, Dash. DICE Awards are fucking trash.
That's painful.
It is so fucking painful. I still don't know how Nier won RPG. Like I back Nier. I think Nier is probably my top three games of the year last year. Fantastic title.
Some RPG, of the RPG, it's not the
yeah, it's not a fucking it's not the best RPG of the year.
I'm surprised they didn't give it to Zelda,
no,
to be honest.
No. Like if you just look at the title, role playing game, then it is a you do play a role in that game.
No, you're not playing a character. You are playing a character.
Yeah, but
you are playing.
Maybe
an
that's
event,
how
an
they've looked at it. I'm just saying, maybe that's how they've looked at it.
Okay, so they're wrong. That's okay. Well, people make poor life decisions all the time, but please don't make them in such a big way.
All right, we have to move on because I'm going to have a fucking aneurysm if we don't start talking about this real soon. This makes me so fucking. I'm looking at these awards lists and I'm just going, this makes no sense to me. This is why I can't be on any awards boards.
Another mega salty cast again.
Oh yeah, I can't wait. Hey, all right. So moving on to the new. Can we just do a mega salty cast and just whinge about everything for like fucking 3 hours?
Yeah,
it's so good.
Well, here we go. I'm going to go to sleep for the next 5 minutes. Can you wake me up when you finish with this next few?
Yeah, Dragon Ball FighterZ player base has decreased after two weeks on Steam by up to 80%. And now this is what I was talking about before. This is for the. I'm assuming probably what's happened is people have gone, I fucking love Dragon Ball Z. Picked this up.
Yeah.
Played
let's get
it.
This.
Got fucking schooled online or had problems with the servers that they've been having and then have stopped playing it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd back that. I'd back that.
Or the other option is Goku just got put into GTA 5 as a mod and with all his abilities and they've gone, wow, this is a better game. Let's go play that.
That actually might be a good game. Grand Theft Auto with Dragon Ball Z characters. Go on. We could create a new franchise here.
I saw the video this afternoon. There is an actual mod where someone's created Goku and put him in there and he's there blasting a car like 50
in no way does
miles
that surprise
across
me.
You know, that actually reminds me of the mod I used to play for Warcraft 3, the Dragon Ball Z mod for Warcraft 3.
Oh man, fucking Dragon Ball Ultra V9.3 or
whatever
it was. That was sick.
That was sick, so good. Man.
That was really good. We should hit that up again. That was lots of fun. We used to play that with Joey down in fucking Goulburn. Anyway, yeah. Moving on, more Dragon Ball FighterZ news. The first DLC characters have been revealed. Broly and Bardock.
We knew Broly was coming. Like that's
Broly's a fucking Doris Day. Bardock, I wish that I wish they'd hit up some more like lesser known characters, maybe like Oob, and what was his name? Pycon, the green motherfucker
from the
green dude from when Goku's in the Afterlife tournament. I think that I wish they'd hit like more characters up like that. It'd be interesting.
Or that weird bloke from Super that ended up winning the tournament or whatever the fuck that was.
Hit.
No, the guy.
Fuck him. Dude who can't actually do anything.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that'd be actually really funny. If he can't do anything, he's just a troll character. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
And they've also pledged to fix a whole bunch of their online issues because there are a few online issues. The amount I get dropped out of lobbies is ridiculous, and it's
maybe they should talk to the PUBG developers who got outstanding achievement
for an online
play. Yeah.
They should, because there are definitely no online tick rate or lag issues with PUBG, you fucking pearl of legend.
Next bit of news we're just going to mention, we're going
to
move on.
I want to talk about next two bits of news. Just more along the lines of how fucking 180 the governments can be on gaming. So obviously Hawaii is forging ahead with gambling legislation in their games, so which is
they
pretty
have
cool.
said that there's more than half the states are doing the same as well. Yep. So it's pretty good news.
But anyway. I think you know the stuff in Hawaii is like you know if there's any elements of gambling in the game, it can't be sold to anybody under 21. You know, and that's loot boxes. And
yeah,
you must
odds put, have to be shown. They can't be changed.
Yeah.
So, I've done that in China now anyway.
That's pretty cool.
Common sense stuff.
Like, that's common sense stuff. And then this other one after that later shooting in America, this fucking Rhode Island politician proposing a 10% tax on violent video games because that's why people are getting shot in schools.
That's not the NRA going, hey, look over here, please. Look over here, please. At all, is it? No,
not at all. Not at all. But it just, like, it boggles my mind that people still think that way. They're like, you know, the...
It's the same with
kids are violent because of violent video games, so we put a 10% tax on any game rated M and above.
Like, I heard a news article today on one of the
kids are violent because parents are fuckwits.
there's a news article, right? Airbags causing deaths around people from, like, and government, and they're basically making them recall all these cars with airbags in them that could possibly kill someone because they've got the potential to be deadly. These guns are deadly. That's the only thing they do is be deadly.
All right, we're not going to get into a gun debate on the podcast because that's going to go for a long time.
If they're bringing video games into the argument as a scapegoat.
Well, yeah, they bring it as a scapegoat. It'll be the same thing as the Satanic Panic from the 90s, and they've already tried to do this once or twice. It's not going to go anywhere because the studies are there to say that it doesn't exist.
It just frustrates me that it's always game. Like, at no point is it violent movies or violent music
games. Because that has been there before. That they've been down the violent movies path. In the early 90s, it was violent rap music and it was all that sort of shit. It's just that gaming is like, it's new. Like, it's still new in their eyes. That's the only reason. It's a demon. Like, there are so many studies out there that completely contradict and counteract everything they're saying. It's not going to go anywhere. I wouldn't even worry about it. It's just fake news.
Bring on the generational shift. And we get rid of a generation. And we get
speaking of generational shifts, everyone's going to be playing nothing but Battle Royale games in the future.
I can't Maverick, wait. This is so good.
Maverick's coming out with one, apparently, with up to 400 players on the same map because I wanted my Battle Royale matches to last half an hour longer.
More people.
I'm just like, I'm struggling with a 10v10 fucking Total War game. There's no fucking way in hell that anybody north of Brisbane is ever going to be able to play that. Like, it's just not going to happen.
If you're interested in it at all, there's a pretty good interview with PC Gamer, I think it is, on YouTube. Go check it out. He does go behind the scenes and tell the technology they're using for the servers, which is like the cloud-based thing that is in the mythical game Crackdown 3 out there that Microsoft's using.
Don't scale up, scale out. Note scale up, scale all this
so
shit.
So basically, there's this special technology they've got. They have been working on this game since 2015. This is just a mode that's coming out first for the game, which is the Battle Royale version of the game. And then there will be expanding the game itself to include a whole heap of other modes and story as well.
Righto, mate.
I just put this in here because I want to talk about it. Because if you go watch that video and you just listen to every second comment is making fun of PUBG, and I love that. That kind of stuff really gets to me in a real personal level.
Yeah, just connect with it.
I do. So
I hear you,
go
man.
Go check it out. let's do Rocket League in, Rocket League in real life, though. I want to do this shit. Yeah, come on, Hot Wheels.
So we've already spoken about Rhode Island politician proposing a violent game tax. He can fuck off because he's a dumb. Hot Wheels is set to make the real-life Rocket League RC toy set. This is fucking cool, Wilco.
It's pretty cool.
I know you'll be buying one.
I'm buying 10. I don't care. I don't know how many fingers I've got. I'm buying 10 of them.
You're buying 10.
Why not? Well, what is this going to be?
Disposable income. What the fuck is that?
What is that? I need four credit cards.
The Mafia 3 developer, Hangar 13, has apparently been hit with layoffs. This is pretty sad news.
No surprise.
Mafia 3 didn't do incredibly well. No,
it didn't at all.
Which kind of sucks because, you know, I wanted them to do well, but these things happen. So they've been hit with a bunch of layoffs. Hopefully they can, all those families affected and stuff, they don't find themselves in too much of a bad place and they can all find, new roles and everything like that. And hopefully Hangar 13 can lift themselves up and make good games and stuff again. Not that Mafia 3 wasn't bad. I just don't think it was, as received as well. It came at a really tough time, actually, Mafia 3 too. There was a lot of big open world stuff coming out of that time. Daisuke Ishiwatari, the creator of Guilty Gear, has stated that the next iteration of the game may be simpler to target a wider audience, which makes me slightly furious.
No,
so look, we've spoken about decreasing the skill gap and the skill ceiling before.
I think
it's a bad idea.
Well, having read the article, I think, you know, having seen...
What are you doing reading articles? Yeah, no, can't we just talk about the headlines?
Having seen the success of, like, Dragon Ball Fighters and stuff, that it's... And he says in the article that, you know, the last Guilty Gear was very mechanically dense.
Yes, yes, so they've like always been. Guilty Gear always has been.
Like, if you haven't been playing for a while, it's very, very hard for new people to get into it. And obviously, you know, with new games coming out, like your Dragon Ball Fighters and stuff, that people are going to go to, they need to be able to target, like, they do need to be able to target a wider audience. So I think they're aiming something more along the lines of your Dragon Ball Fighters kind of mechanics, I guess. You know, not so mind-boggling that whoever picks it up is just not going to be able to fucking work it out, but still having a bit of that bit
Well, then don't make a Guilty Gear game. You leave... Mm. Like, what they do is they need to then create a new game, which they've already done. It's called Dragon Ball Fighters.
Mm.
You know, that has that lesser skill ceiling or that not mechanically as dense combat.
Mm.
You leave Guilty Gear the way it is. The whole reason these games are so exciting is because the people, like, for instance, me, right? I'm not mechanically good at things like Dota or Tekken or a lot of these fighting games, but I appreciate them enough where watching competitive play in this, I go, man, this takes so much skill to pull off, and it is so exciting to me. And there's a lot of people out there that know how much skill it takes to pull off, and it becomes exciting. And things like the Dago, you know, the Dago 13 string parry against fucking Chun-Li when he was, you know, Ken, they go down in the annals of fucking gaming history as these incredible events, because everyone knows that he had to be within a thousandth of a second to pull that shit off. You know, that was so fucking hard to do, and it was such a feat of skill. And those things, they boost games and they make the competitive scene better. When you stupefy all of that so that every man and his dog can pull off the same thing, it lessens all of that skill. And there's none of that wonder and there's none of that mystery. I'm not saying that they shouldn't make games that are accessible. I'm saying if they'd like to make games that are accessible, then make a new game that is accessible.
Yeah.
Leave the high skill tier games the way that they are for the people who want that experience to get it.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, I can understand what you're saying there.
So I don't know. It's a hard one to me, because while I'd like more people to play Guilty Gear, Guilty Gear's above my, like, I've got Guilty Gear. Shit's rough. It is a hard game, and I would like to be able to play Guilty Gear well one day. I'm not at that level yet, and I've put probably, God, in the past year, close to 1,000 hours into fighting games, and I'm not at a level where I can pick up Guilty Gear and play it well, you know. But still, I'd like to one day. But I would like for Guilty Gear to be that sort of goal for me one day, and not pick it up in the next iteration and go, oh, look, I can do, you know, it took me a day and a half to start pulling off some reasonably large combos in Dragon Ball Fighters, reasonably large ones with character swaps and stuff like that. I don't want that in a Guilty Gear game. I don't think it should be in there. But anyway, that's just me. Moving forward. Oh, this is pretty fucking crazy. These blokes from a new Steam puzzle game called Monte Crypto are offering 1 Bitcoin to the first person who can beat it.
That's pretty cool. Like, I know that person would not be me, but that just...
Has it happened yet? Because this is 2 weeks old, this news. Has it actually happened?
I need to check.
It up before. I did look it up before and I couldn't find anything on it.
But, you know, just that, they're so confident that it's the puzzle game is going to be so, I guess, hard or whatever, that they're offering that, kind of makes me want to go play it, knowing full well that I won't be the person who does it the first time.
Well, it is a bit of a cash grab. I mean, they're using, it's even like Monte Crypto, it's even got Bitcoin in the name. Like, they are, they're playing off a buzzword at the moment.
Yeah.
And they're pretty much offering more or less $10,000 to the person who can beat it first. a lot of other companies spend $10,000 on marketing to get their games out there. This might be a pretty clever marketing stint. They're like, well, do you want to spend $50,000 on marketing, or do you want to spend $10,000 on marketing, use some buzzwords and get the same amount of marketing we would at $100,000 worth of marketing?
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably a good way to look at it.
You know, it's quite clever. I haven't played the game. I don't know what the quality's like. But it'd be cool to win a Bitcoin.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
It'd be all right.
That'd be nice.
This is something that I think they should just let die forever. The Transformers movie franchise is reportedly going to be reset after...
Why is this in here? This is fake news. Come on, people. I don't care. After
a Bumblebee movie. Can we just not even talk about this? Because fuck these movies for a start. Yeah, move on.
Sometimes I put the news articles in just to see, just to get the response from you guys, you know?
Get fucked.
Just let it die, you fucks. PSVR game Moss, where you play as a mouse, apparently has a release date next week.
This week.
It's actually today.
Today. Shit. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but I think this is one of the
big
PSVR games that was shown at E3 last year.
As soon as PSVR came on, I tuned the fuck out, man.
Yeah.
It's one of the PSVR games shown at E3. Yeah. I wouldn't say one of the big ones, but one of them, for sure.
Okay.
As anything VR came on, I'm more or less tuned out at that point, because I was like, yeah, when I can eventually afford a VR headset and when the games are decent, I'll fucking look at it. But you know,
there were some pretty good sales over the past week of the PSVR. They shaved another $100 off them. I don't know
if there's disposable income. Cool. Yeah.
Bills and shit.
Mm-hmm. Vans to buy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fable Legends has left early access.
Fable Fortune is not Fable Legends. Whoever wrote that in is wrong.
Oh, well, Fable
Legends
Fortunes,
died
apparently.
Of horrible death.
Soz, Fable bruh. Fortune. It's gone. It's gone foul to play. It's gone foul to play, which is going to be pretty rad. Apparently,
it's a card game that was built alongside Fable Legends, but has nothing to do with Fable Legends. So yeah, cool.
Oh, good.
Yay! Shit.
I just want new Fable.
You're not going to get one,
man. Apparently, it's been the make. It's the Playground made. Is making
Playground
it.
Games, apparently.
But what we really need is a new Angry Birds game. That's all I care about right now.
And it is targeting the Espit-style cash tournament.
Angry Birds and Espits. Two things that just fucking roll off the tongue, bro. Yay. An Angry Birds Espits tournament is coming, along with a brand new animated TV series coming soon to Cartoon Network.
We are really running out of news to talk about, people. We need to shorten this news section, to be honest. Now, you talk about this one, Josh, because I know this is your special thing. You wanted to say a good dude's name, so go for it.
Stardock's been countersued by the apparent original creators of an old game called Star Control. I think Stardock initially sued for copyright, and then they've countersued for copyright, and it just gets confusing. Stardock got it initially when they purchased the franchise from Atari or some bloody thing like that. But Wilco's right. I did just... This guy's name, seriously. He's the... What is he? Where's his freaking title? He is the Vice President of Marketing and Strategic Development, and his name is Kevin Unangst. Like, that's just one of the best names I've ever fucking heard of.
Can you start reread that, just that note in the... Just there where it says they've been sued? Just reread the... Stardock has been countersued for copyright theft by Star Control. Anyway, don't worry. I'm a child. Sorry.
Yes, that's a good joke for anyone who's not reading our run sheet. But yeah,
We're at the end of the news. I changed some words in the run sheet, and I made funny words like dick. It's funny. Okay.
The words like dick. You made the word dick.
Star dick. Star dick is countersued Star Control.
And that's why we are explicit on iTunes. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Listen to feedback time. Tim Bobo has sort of asked, what are your thoughts on podcasts that live stream? Do you think they offer their dedicated fans a chance to interact with their favorite podcasters? Yeah, potentially. Yes, I do. I think that they are no longer podcasts, because historically podcasts aren't streamed. They're listened to, pre-recorded, edited, and content consumed that way. If you're streaming it, then it's more like a vodcast or something like that. It's a video cast, like a vlog, a live vlog or something like that, or a live discussion. I think that we will probably eventually do it again. We just need to get some shit sorted.
Yeah. I just want to point Timbo towards that that video I released on YouTube today where I can't play a game online. So live streaming this shit, just like my room will explode or something, I don't know.
Look, I think it's pretty hard too, because he says, do you think they offer the dedicated fans a chance to interact? Yes, I do. You can also interact with us by asking questions in the podcast channel, which we highly recommend, and sending us emails and stuff like that. The problem with doing a live podcast and interacting with people, it creates a disconnect for the people that are actually listening to the podcast. You're not a part of that. You know, I did a lot of years in radio, and the one thing you don't want to do is alienate your audience. You never, ever want to do that. So if you are doing something that's very visual and you're trying to explain it, if you are partaking in a joke, much like what we just did with the Stardick and Control, that's a no-no, because it disconnects from the audience. They can't be a part of that. They can't listen in and be a part of the joke. So if you're interacting with people in a live chat scenario, there are people listening to the podcast, you might end up alienating that audience. So look, there's a few things. I've got some strong thoughts on it. I do think we'll probably end up streaming it again. I don't know when. We've got to get some stuff sorted out before that happens, because I'm a little bit of a perfectionist when it comes to things like looking professional and all that on stream. Except for my own streams, you can come watch those and I look like a bag of dicks, but that's all right. But if I'm representing Ultra Super Mega as a company, then you know, I want it to be a lot more professional. So there's a few things that need to fall in place before I think that I'd be comfortable with streaming the Megacast again. But again, it'll probably happen again at one point in the future. But thank you, Timbo. It's Benny has asked, do you think the whole Battle Royale craze will die down, or will it be a thing for years? It's going to be a thing for years to come.
It's going to be a thing.
Yeah.
It's now a thing.
Yeah.
Buckle up for the Battle Royale future we all wanted and we all asked for.
And eventually it will culminate in a real... It'll culminate in a real-life Battle Royale. And I invite everyone to come to my house in Mackay, because I'm going to protect that thing. I'm going to become fucking the overarching fucking king of a new underground kingdom. And we'll all just live like kings. It's going to be great. It'll be good fun.
If you get lagged by playing online in Mackay, does that mean you have to replicate that in real life for the real life version of it? You have to sort of
move, like
not move,
move
for
30
two minutes after things happen? Yeah.
I'm just wondering.
I'm not waiting to get shot in real life. I'm telling you that much is fucking free.
I'm just wondering if maybe, like, you know, the crazy Japanese or some bloody thing are actually going to go and do the Battle Royale movie from when was that, the 80s or whatever, and that'll just come back around and be a thing again.
Yeah, well, there was a Battle Royale movie in the 2000s, man. It was fucking rad. The Battle Royale. It was fucking awesome. Stevie Jar has asked, are you planning on getting Sea of Thieves? Do you think it will have sea legs? Ha ha ha. And can we make Joshy the captain?
I am getting Sea of Thieves, yes. Me and the wife are both getting it.
Emma's, 100%.
Emma's going to have Xbox, so I'm going to have it on PC.
No, I did a handbrake in a big boat and parked it real good. And Josh was like, how the fuck did you do that? And I'm like, I'm done with this game.
I am done. Quitting while I'm ahead.
It was good handbrakey, but...
It was. I still do have some misgivings about it. You know, and about how long it will actually have, as our good friend Stevie Jar put it, sea legs. You know, and how long it's really going to last. But I am going to be getting it, yeah.
Dude, it's like a cracker, man. It's got 8 sea legs. Those bitches are long too, mate.
I feel the same way as Josh does on that one. I've played a little bit of it. I've gotten my fair share. Look, if I see Josh and Emma playing it and I think that it'll intrigue me for anything more than a couple of days, I might pick it up, but I honestly don't think that, you know, I don't know. I think it'll be fun.
I'm going balls deep in it.
Look,
I'm going balls deep.
It's
going to be awesome.
I'm really sitting here hoping, like, it'll never happen, but my like out there hope for this game is that all the One Piece fans and everything jump straight on it, and you can do clans and stuff. And then, you know, we end up effectively Sea of Thieves with these massive pirate crews rolling around, and you've got these massive, like, 20v20 ship battles happening.
Stop trying to get me to buy it, Josh. I'm a big One Piece fan.
Come on, you know Australia's the pirate capital of the world, so yeah, it's obvious that we're just going to become pirates. And imagine that game on National Pirate Day or International Pirate Day.
You wouldn't steal a car. Boom. Is that, you mean like pirates like that shit?
Yeah, that's what we're the best at, so it'll translate across.
Meanwhile, the music in that fucking anti-piracy video clip was fucking pirated.
Pirated.
Christ.
I love it. It's gold.
Yeah. Demuji has asked, can I get a hell yeah? Hell yeah, Muji.
Okay,
legend.
Hell yeah.
Oh, Wilco with the most fucking pissant hell yeah in history.
Hell Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Come on.
That's what you want to fucking hear.
There was a little bit of news we missed too, just quickly. We're getting PvE in Rainbow Six and it's going to be fucking amazing. It's called Outbreak. Go listen to Locked On, a Tom Clancy podcast, for all the latest on that, because it's so much information coming out at the moment.
And
hell's to the air.
I guess I can announce this too. I think we might have another podcast starting on USM very, very soon. Well, maybe not under USM entirely, but I think myself and my good friend Andrew from another couple of NPCs are in discussions to potentially start a fighting game podcast. We've got a name lined up and a bunch of stuff. There's a few more things we need to line up, but I'm pretty excited about that. So you might
what
have
the
a
super hungry cast. Let's do that.
the food cast. Where we just all get real blazed and talk about how much we love food. Oh, that'd be good.
We could just do like a one massive supercast.
I can just do that normally.
Yeah.
Once every 3 months we sit down, okay, the top 10, and let's just talk about it for 5 hours and discuss it, and top 10 of best dinners or whatever.
What's the best thing you ate this week, man?
I ate some fucking good... No, I didn't. I wish I did. I want nachos. Give me nachos, please.
We had tacos tonight.
We had tacos tonight. They were pretty good.
No, nachos. Give me nachos. So good.
Good nachos. Actually, are fucking real good, man.
I had spaghetti bolognese for dinner tonight. I can then, tomorrow, because there's leftovers, I can turn them into nachos.
Yeah, you can.
And life will be fucking good.
No. So, Wilco, Maddie introduced me to probably the most unhealthy meal for you in the world. And
Nachetti,
you need to
bro.
Try it. Nachetti, man. Just make nachos and then put the spag bowl straight on top.
No. We've got to do this properly. So, Wilco, if you want to fucking destroy yourself and make yourself shit nachos for 4 days, because it does happen, then what you do is you cook spaghetti, like properly, like you cook spaghetti. Then you put the spaghetti on the plate, just the actual strands, like nothing else. And then you get corn chips and you put corn chips on top of the spaghetti. And then you get cheese on top of that. And then you put that in the oven and you let the cheese melt on top of the nachos and get the fucking corn chips real crispy. Then you bring that out and then you get your spaghetti mince with like Dolmio sauce, whatever it is, ragoletto, whatever the fuck you want. And you put that on top of that. And then you put cheese on top of that. And then sour cream and then guacamole. And if you can manage to get a forkful of toasty corn chip with spaghetti and mince, and you will die. It's the best thing in the history of the world, and it's called Nachetti, and it's my invention, and everyone needs to fuck off because it's mine.
But if I then slap a burger bun around that, does it then not become a nacho burger?
Well,
and
then
like
it would become
number three
food in the world because it's a burger.
He drops it just because... See, I still think you get the pizza slices and you slap it on there to make it look like a burger.
You could do that.
It's actually pizza and nachos.
Yeah, you could.
I think that is probably number one.
Nah.
It'd be up there.
Oh, Christ.
All right. What are we looking forward to, Wilco, other than your fucking Nachetti nacho burger piece of shit and having diabetes after fucking burgers, eating too much cookie dough shit?
I may die this weekend. Look, I'm looking forward to actually playing games again, to be honest. I didn't even say I went down to my parents' place the last weekend. So that was 16 hours of driving for 20
Holy
hours
fuck.
Of not driving, which included 8 hours of sleep. It was the 50th wedding anniversary, so it had to happen. We left Friday night, got in at like 3 a.m. and left Sunday, stupid time, and got in at 5 p.m. So it's a lot of travel. Absolutely killed me. It's why I'm so tired. So this week I'm looking forward to Thursday night, some Rainbow Six with the boys. Got about 6 or 7 of us lined up to play that. Hopefully either Total War or Rainbow Six on Friday, streamed live. They're the one main ones, but March, I'm just looking forward to March in general. The 6th of March, we're going to have Outbreak, as I just mentioned before, for Rainbow Six. It's going to be so good, and we're going to stream the shit out of that. And Sea of Thieves on the 20th. They're my two big things for next month on channel, so... Obviously, with a little bit of Total War Arena sprinkled in there while I review it. So that's what I am looking forward to
right now. Nice. Josh, what are you looking forward to, my bro?
Still looking forward to getting Bayonetta on the Switch. Do you want to get that?
Cause I thought you said you hated games that you weren't good at.
You're a good egg, Wilco. You're a real good egg.
Not when you won.
Sea of Thieves, like as Wilco said, March, man. So Sea of Thieves, I'm pretty keen to check out A Way Out.
There's a good podcast about that, too.
Is there really?
Check it out. I think it's called Super Hype Train.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay.
Shout out to Callan and John for joining us last night from Game Train podcast and Slowpokes podcast, respectively. So, yeah, thank you so much for making it such an enjoyable podcast.
Good segue there, too. So, keen to check that out, and I probably will go check out the Super Hype Train episode as well on that. And recommend that everybody else should too.
We have a real attack helicopter in there in that episode. A real one. Hovers out front of Whip's window. It's classy.
Oh, God. And Far Cry 5.
I've heard of it. It sounds good. They're starting their... I love Far Cry viral marketing campaigns. They've just started it off with a month ago. It's so good. I love it. It's going to be so racist and so fucking...
It's so dumb.
Redneck. It's going to be so good.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to a bunch of stuff. I'm going to stream a whole bunch more. I'm heavily considering doing up an actual stream schedule and sticking to a schedule for a few months and see how that does me. I've been tossing up streaming all the Final Fantasy games, playing through all of them from all the main ones anyway. So like one all the way through 15.
You're an idiot.
Massive, man. That'd take me fucking the better part of 2 years. I've been considering that. I don't know if I'm ready for that sort of commitment. I think I'd enjoy it, but...
Do you really think you enjoy playing 15 again?
Yeah, I'd enjoy playing 15 again. The hard one to get through would be 8, I think, actually. I'm a big fan of 8, but I don't know if I could play through 8 again. Yeah, just because fucking Squall and Renoa pissed me off the whole fucking time. Renoa needs to just stop whinging about everything. Fuck my life. And Squall's the same. Like it's like they took all the emo parts, parts out of 7 and just fucking dialed up to 10.
Became full-on fucking teenagers.
Speaking of streaming heaps, have you got your remote approved finally?
Oh, I haven't checked, Fuck, I hope I do. I really hope I do, because I'm going to start spamming that thing fucking everywhere.
I got my emote. Most people who know me know I pretty much gave up shit last week. Then Timbo McDaddy McDad subscribed to my channel as I was about to announce it. So I thought I better probably go on since he's paying me for content. I got an emote the same day approved. So that's in there in my chat as well.
I'm going to check that out directly after
snowflake.
This.
It's pretty cool.
I'm going to check that out directly after this. So hopefully it's approved. But yeah, look, if you want to check us out, you can do it at all the following places. Wilco, where can we find you, man?
Probably under a pillow, sleeping. That's probably about it. You can write me a letter. Write me a letter at night. Wilco's Chill Zone on everything. Decadent on Twitch. Like Perko said, he's getting a schedule. I've got a schedule. We've got Super Hype Train Monday. We've got Thursday is pretty much Tom Clancy night. So we either do Locked On podcast or we play some Tom
Clancy games. Mad that you didn't take any of my names, like the Oh So Fancy Tom Clancy podcast. Like, it makes me mad that you'd like... Have a few prancy, chuck a good dancy, Tom Clancy.
Well, it could have worked. That one was probably the number one pick. But Friday, we're pretty much doing party night. We'll play a game. Everyone jumps in chat channel and we'll just have a bit of a muck around. We've got Jenga going in my stream chat now. We've got all these Lotto and we've got all these other fun little games going on. So it's just pretty much a chill out session on a Friday night. And I'm probably going to start doing Sundays as an actual chill out session where I just sit back and relax and play a game and talk about my life. So that's where you can find me. What about Josh? Where can people find you if they want to talk to you?
Yeah, I'm not really sure anymore, eh?
Now, let's be serious. No one really wants to talk to you. Perko, where can people find you?
No one wants to fucking talk to me.
You can find me at Super Mega Josh pretty much everywhere. And at some point, since you guys are all talking about it, my plan this year is to build an actual streaming computer. So my hope is by Christmas that you may actually see the first stream from me. You know, obviously, there's money involved there, and I just need to... prioritize a bit of that.
Hey, yeah. Speaking of weird coincidence, I know we're doing the outro and we're not really talking about it much. We're in Officeworks at Port Macquarie on the weekend, and we're looking at monitors, and my partner goes, you know what you really need? You really need a really big monitor and then two little ones next to it. I'm like, what?
You know who make good monitors?
Ben Quay, that's the one.
I hear they're Espets.
Their Espets models are
really good.
No, but I was blown away. Like, I've been talking about getting big, massive monitor and a couple little ones, and she's always like, just need one monitor, and then all of a sudden she's come out with that. I'm like,
fair. I would be running with that real quick. I would record that. I'd say, can you please send that to me in writing? And then down the line, when you buy three monitors and she loses her fucking brain at you and throws the fucking spatula at your dick, you can be like, there's this email.
You said, this is so Dan, I'll be talking to you sometime in the next 6 months. So yes, you'll hear from me.
You'll be fucking set, mate. And you can catch me at Matt Jerkins on Twitch and Matty Jerkins, MattyJerkins on Twitter, on Instagram.
Is that the same for RedTube as well?
On Vero. On Pornhub, on Prawn Hub, with Prawlin as well. Lots of different places.
I tried to log into and start a Vero thing because that's what all the cool kids are doing. And it said, can you please confirm your SMS that we send you? I'm like, sweet, okay, yeah, here's the number, put it in. Sorry, that's the wrong code. No, it's not. That's the code you just fucking sent me. So I'm stuck. I can't fucking log into Vero because they're dumb.
Because Vero's like, don't let him on. Just fucking get him out. Get him out of the door. Don't let him in. All right, guys. If you want to catch us elsewhere, you can find us all on our website, ultrasupermega.com.au. We've got more content coming. It's going to be a big year for us. Cheers for sticking around for so long. We're going to be back with a more consistent podcast and a lot more consistent content. And thank you all so much for being a part of this journey. We're gonna keep at it. And yeah, cheers, guys. We'll see you all next week.
See you guys.
See ya. Have a good one.